Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first edition of the Pop Buzz podcast, Woo! A brand new show from Pop Buzz, your favorite site revolving around music and all that's good on the internet. But it's even more than that, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pop culture game show. I am your host, James, a writer here at Pop Buzz. Meet your contestants. First up, we have Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hey, how you doing?
There he is. And also competing against him today is another writer from Pop Buzz. It's Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, see, it's all friendly to start with. It's about to get really competitive and the fight talk will begin. They're all smiles now. There'll be tears before bedtime. All right. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to go through various different rounds of games. We've got Name That Fan Fiction coming up. You're going to guess a mum tweets later on. But first of all, we're going to kick off with a round that I like to call WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
You guys are going to need some buzzers, all right? We don't have any buzzers in the studio. You're going to have to come up with your own ones. Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Hello? What?
I mean, it's attention grabbing. It's attention grabbing.
Okay, I've got a second option.
Okay, give me the second option. Give me the second option. Go with the first one. Right, Katie, top that. If I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
You know nothing, Woody.
God, I hope that's accurate.
Topical.
Outrageous.
Very, very topical. All right, okay. So that are the buzzers. Let's kick off with round one of our quiz. This is WTF News. I'm going to give you some clues to big pop culture news stories that have been happening this week. Just tell me what the story is, okay? So story number one, which pop star has gone viral this week for telling off one of her own fans?
Oh, hello!
Woody. Gotta go to Woody.
It's Adele.
Of course it's Adele.
Adele.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what happened there.
So essentially she was at a gig, you know, doing her thing, and then some person, I think they were in one of the front rows of her shows, was there recording it on a tripod, of all things, I mean, the cheek of it.
Not even a phone.
And just doing the whole gig, recording the whole gig.
Ridiculous.
I mean, that's a bit much. There's like taking an Instagram photo, or, you know, maybe a short clip for your Instagram
Snapchat
or your Facebook.
Maybe.
Yeah,
this is pro video equipment just blocking everyone else in the aisle. It's kind of not cool, really, is it? Especially when she's in super HD right in front of you. Just put the screen down, maybe. Just put the screen down. Any idea what she said to the fan? Can you give me the rough estimation of what it was?
Put it down, mate.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Allowed that in here.
You know what, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a bonus point if you can just run through a whole Adele rant in that kind of voice. Come on now.
Don't get me started. We'll be here for hours.
That's very true. You need the cackle in there as well, always.
Although, I would say, like, I did feel super bad for the fan being called out in front of all those thousands and thousands of people. Like, that's, like, one of my worst nightmares come true. Just, like, you know, the whole room just kind of
same time. What a story. What a story. Get called out on stage. That video is going to live online forever. Just be like, yeah, do you want to see that time I chatted to Adele? It's like, what's she saying to you? Well, it doesn't matter. The point is I'm chatting to Adele in the middle of a show.
She singled me out in front of all those people.
Spotted me out.
Had a lovely time.
That one time I got dragged by Adele. It's actually like a really good dinner party story.
Exactly.
Not that I go to dinner parties, but, you know,
give
in
it
the
time.
Future.
Give
in
it time.
Future.
Hold on to that one. All right, 1 point to Woody there. Next story up is, which pop star had their music placed in a whole new genre this week? Any ideas? Buzz in when you think you know the answer. Which pop star had their music? I'll give you a clue. It was in a record store and maybe not the genre they were looking for.
What's my buzzer noise?
Ah, you
Woody.
Woody stole it.
Really sick of my buzzer already, and I've only used it twice.
We'll see how we get on.
I can't even remember mine.
Troye Sivan.
It's the wrong answer. I'm going to pass it over.
It was years and years.
Yes, it was.
No.
Thank you very much,
I'm
Katie.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Woody.
Oh, God.
Well remembered. Yes, years and years. A fan tweeted Ollie Alexander saying that, oh, I didn't realise you were a fan of what genre of music was it, Katie?
Gay music.
It was gay music, yes. He had been thrown into a section marked gay alongside which other pop star, anyone?
Woody?
Troye Sivan.
Yeah, you were almost there, weren't you? You were almost there the first
Damn
time
it.
Around. Yeah, Troye sent him a very supportive tweet, though. Anyone remember roughly what he said? No?
Wasn't it something like, I love it when you say you love gay music?
Or... That's actually very, very close. It was, I love saying I love being gay, which I think barely makes grammatical sense,
Me
but
too.
It's a nice sentiment there. It's a really nice sentiment behind it. All right, 1 point apiece there, 1 point apiece. Here's the final story for this round. Which pop star had their show cut off early this week? Which pop star had their show cut off early this week? Any ideas? I can give you a clue. It may have involved something unsafe happening in the
crowd. You know nothing, Woody.
There we go. She's remembered the buzzer. Yes. Katie, what was the story?
I do believe it was 21 Pilots.
It was indeed.
And Tyler scaled some kind of tent without
a
harness.
He did his normal Spider-Man moves of climbing up over the crowd, but unfortunately forgot to tell the festival organisers, so they had a bit of a panic and cut him off in the middle of a song. Can you tell me which song it was by any chance?
Oh, Stress Out.
Very good guess. It wasn't. It was actually Car Radio. Bonus point if any of you can sing any line or tell me any lyric. No.
I love my car radio. No, it's not that. Is it?
You know what? I'm going to give you a bonus point for that anyway because I enjoyed it so much.
Have
beautiful.
Have the point.
How many songs did they get to perform in the end?
They got through most of the set. I think this was towards the end of the set, but it definitely did cut off early. And there's some fantastic footage available at pop-buzz.com where you can see just how sad and angry poor Josh Dunn was on the drums, just left with Tyler above him scaling down the tent. Yeah, it's sad times. But anyway, there you go. The end of that round. W2F News. That is 2 points apiece, ladies and gentlemen. It is getting tense as we move on to round two.
You better watch your back.
Round two is called Name That Fan Fiction.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
Here is how it's going to work. I have in front of me 5 quotes from different pieces of One Direction fan fiction. All you have to tell me is which member of One Direction each of these quotes are talking about. Okay, really simple, really simple. Your options are obviously Harry, Liam, Louis, or Niall. 1 point for each correct answer, and I will pass it over if you buzz in and get it wrong, okay? Stakes are high. All right? Ready?
All right, I got this.
Go for
it. Name that fan fiction, quote number one. I turned around to see a brunette come running from a store next to me. I prepared myself for her to start screaming about who I was so that I could get mauled by fans. I turned around to see a brunette come running from a store next to me. I prepared myself for her to start screaming. Oh, Woody's buzzed in. Woody's buzzed in. Any guesses?
It's going to be a guess.
Come on.
Yeah, it is a bit of a guess because that's really vague.
Isn't it just? Have a go.
I think, but the tone of the writing to me suggests some sort of arrogance.
It's your literary review of this fan fiction.
He's picking out the subtext.
So if I were to really guess which one the directioners think is arrogant, I'm going to go with Liam.
I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. Very, very well analysed. Very well analysed. I see where you're coming from. Katie for the steal. Have a guess. I turned around to see a brunette come running from a store next to me. I prepared myself for her to start screaming about who I was so that I could get mauled by fans.
I'm going to go for Louis. I don't know why.
It was Harry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry. That one was about Harry.
Harry is not that egotistical. I will not have
I don't believe it.
I'm not having this.
I'll be honest, mate. This wasn't based on real life. But still, it's glad to see you're putting this level of thought.
I would defend him to the death.
Clearly. I'm slightly petrified now. Right, okay. No points on that one.
Shut back.
Quote number two. Which member of One Direction is this fanfiction about? He put the plates on the side before he hugged me gently. Hey, don't cry. It's all right, he cooed. I really don't know why I was crying. Why are you crying, he wondered. Hey, don't
you
cry.
You know nothing, Woody.
Katie for the buzz. Come on, what's it going to be?
I don't know. The way you said it makes me feel like that's Louis as well. He seems like the sensitive type.
Oh, really?
Louis, definitely.
Clearly not. It's the wrong answer. So, Woody for the steal. Do you want to hear a bit again? He put the plates on the side before he hugged me gently. Hey, don't cry. It's all right, he cooed. I really don't know why I was crying. Why are you crying? He wondered.
Oh, I don't know. Who does the most cooing in One Direction?
Coos?
Maybe Niall. Maybe Niall coos.
Niall is a cooer. It's the correct answer.
I
1 point to Woody.
Niall to care about my emotions. Well, no way.
He's right. Gently hugging. He's a gentle hugger.
No, he would be good. He would be good in a crisis.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The crisis management.
If I was having a meltdown, I would go to Niall first.
Go through my speed dial. Which one of the boys shall I pick today?
Sliding into his DMs.
Emergency service with Niall. I enjoy that. Quote number three. which member of One Direction is this fanfiction? The next thing I knew, the bathroom door opened and he came out wearing only a towel around his waist, his hair dripping wet. I love that it was, and his hair dripping wet. You both buzzed in immediately. Right, I'm going to give that one to Woody. I think I heard that just first.
It's got to be Harry. It's
no.
Be. His hair?
But it was about the other person.
Oh, no.
It was Harry, I'm afraid it is Harry.
That was going to be Louis.
The giveaway would have been in a second. The next line was, I stared at the butterfly tattoo on his chest and the leaves on each hip sucking in my breath. Which
Wait,
is a bit
how can Harry stare? Who's got the butterfly
this
tattoo?
This is about, it's a description of him.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's who is the quote
And I know his tattoos intimately.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be honest, he was going to have you beat on the next line regardless. It was always going to happen. Point to Woody there, point to Woody there. It's all right, the final question in this round. Which member is it? Love, do you want to play baseball with us? He asked one dreary day. Vampires play
you know
baseball,
nothing,
I joked. Katie's in.
I know who it is.
That is Louis. He always says love.
I'm going to have to pass it over, Woody.
Ooh, he's fanfic.
That would have been my guess.
Ooh, do you want to hear the whole thing?
Believe.
I'll let you go for the steal, Woody.
Okay.
Love, do you want to play baseball with us? He asked one dreary day. Vampires play baseball, I joked. Well, yeah, we play baseball. It is the American pastime, even though we're British, he chuckled.
Okay. Who looks the most vampiric?
Who's a vampire baseball player?
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to go with Niall again.
Both wrong, I'm afraid. It was, of course, Harry. He just screams vampire baseball player. Come on, from his day to day.
It was Louis.
He has been looking a bit pale recently. Now I come to think about it.
It's his whole aesthetic. It really, really is. Okay, so at the end of that round, what are the scores? Currently, Woody is leading 4-3.
Oh, girl.
It's still close. Lots of time to catch up, Katie. Lots of time.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia, are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Ha,
sweet.
Ha.
Okay, game number three is called Salty or Sweet. Here's how it's going to work, guys. It's a quickfire debate game. I have in front of me three topics from big news stories we have covered already this week. All you have to do is tell me whether they are salty, a bad thing, or sweet, a good thing. You will each have 15 seconds on the clock to argue against each other, and whoever convinces me the most will get the point. It really is that simple, guys.
I am so ready for this.
I'm very excited to see this one.
I don't think I am, to be honest, but I'll give it my best shot.
There's going to be some real passion coming out on this one already. So for the first topic, for example, there's a story up on pop-buzz.com, guys, about this new ice cream trend. It is jet black. It looks like ice cream for goths. So first up, Woody, I would like you to argue to me that that is the most wonderful idea for a dessert you have ever heard in your entire life. 15 seconds on the clock. Go now.
Look, it's about time emo kids could actually enjoy something for once. And like we all know, they can only eat black food. So they can only eat black beans, black olives, black forest cake. I don't know. So now they get to enjoy ice cream and maybe they'll be less
and
sad.
That is time.
Maybe.
Quite a compelling argument, I must say. I like the idea of emos just finally needing some like delight
finally
in their food.
Needed, guys. In their diet.
That's all they've needed.
It's going to change their whole life. Katie, I would like you to respond with the idea that this is actually one of the most disgusting culinary events of the past 5 years. 3, 2, 1, begin.
I cannot imagine anything worse than tucking into something that looks like tar. I mean, if you look at the pictures on the website, it's all up there, you can see it all. It looks like you're about to tuck into something. It tastes like petrol.
And that is time.
Oh.
A very convincing argument. What I will say is, I know it doesn't taste of petrol. I know it tastes of coconut. Don't get me wrong.
Apparently.
It looks like it should taste of petrol. But I think for this round, I'm going to give the point to Woody. Because I do feel, as a former emo kid myself, I would have loved some kind of food stuff to match my aesthetic. Yeah. I think it works very, very nicely.
It is like the most Instagrammable food of all time.
Oh, absolutely. The pictures are unbelievable.
All their problems are now solved. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. There is no problem you cannot solve with ice cream, let's be real. That is the fact. Okay, topic number two. Earlier this week, a prepared solo album by Victoria Beckham, styling herself as a hip-hop artiste, was leaked onto the internet. Katie, tell me why.
Yes.
Victoria Beckham is the finest rapper we have ever seen. Go.
This news confirms to me that VB is the best Spice Girl that ever lived in the world. VB, personal terms. And no, listen to me. So this album was done by Damon Dash, and if you know, Beyonce actually covered one of the songs called Resentment. So next time you hear it, you'll know it's a VB track.
I had not realised the Beyonce connection. That's really interesting.
Oh, damn.
Wow. A song that Beyonce ends up with is actually a VB cut-off.
It's a VB track.
It's a VB track,
VB
right.
VB a ridge.
Woody. VB in the hut.
Sure, Dan.
Yeah, indeed. Woody, tell me why this album is an utter abomination.
Well,
go.
Look, if she had tried to make something less kind of objectively awful and unrealistic for herself, maybe she would have, you know, stayed with the Spice Girls. Like, this is the thing. I bet this album is the reason why she didn't get back with the Spice Girls, because her confidence got knocked and she just thought...
That is a very, very compelling argument. I mean, because you're a massive Spice Girls stan. I know this. So, I mean, what you got to say to that? Did this actually stop the Spice Girls from happening again? Really?
No, I believe Jerry was the one that...
How dare you?
There can only be one culprit. There can
you
only
don't
be
diss
culprit.
Jerry. I'm like, what is wrong
you
with you?
You cannot pin the blame on this incredible hip-hop album. You don't know how that would have turned out, Woody.
Look, it's hardly like Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, is it? Like, let's get real for a sec.
I mean,
like,
excellent
rappers. Terrible. Terrible.
Beyonce's B-Day album could have been VB-Day.
I mean, that's terrible too, though. Let's be real.
Whoa. I mean, for that alone, I'm going to have to give the point to Kay, because we do not have a bad word said against the Queen Bee. Come on now.
Yeah, look, B-Day
These
was...
are street
Let's
rules. Street rules. We never say a bad word against the Queen. Point to Katie on that one. All right, more story in this round, ladies and gentlemen. In the week that it was announced, Disney are preparing a live-action version of The Little Mermaid. Woody, can you please explain to me why Disney live-action films are so much better than the cartoons? Go.
I don't really see the problem with remaking this at all. Like, you know, Hollywood have already ruined most things from our childhood. You know, like, bulldoze down my house, like, murder
bulldoze
my
down
child.
Your hose. It works every time.
Like, who cares? Like, let's make this story available to a new generation.
And time. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm convinced by the idea Hollywood have already ruined the rest of our childhood. What does this matter? But yeah, Katie, talk to me. Why is the cartoon version so sacred it cannot be touched?
Oh,
off
listen,
you go.
I am 300% done with all these Disney remakes, live action, whatever they want to call it. And if I'm right, actually, this is like the third Little Mermaid film in production right now.
That's true. That
so,
is true.
So, come on. Please. Why did this happen, King Triton? Why?
I think Triton is to blame. That is your time. I'm going to have to side with Katie on this one, Woody. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give her the point because it is true. I did enjoy The Jungle Book. I must say, I did enjoy The Jungle Book.
I liked Maleficent. That was really good.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of exceptions to the rule. I feel like Little Mermaid is such an untouchable classic, though. It really is.
Yeah.
I think you need to get over it.
All right, fine. Never going to convince him. Well, at the end three, guys, it's just got interesting. We are 5 points apiece, ladies and gentlemen. It's all to play for.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all to play for as we move into round four. It's a music round, guys. It's called Is It a Banger? I believe both of our contestants here have brought in what they consider to be a surefire banger, one of the latest tracks that will just make you want to get all over the dance floor. They're going to introduce them, and I will be the decider as to who has brought me the biggest banger. It's a banger off, guys. It is a banger off.
Banger off.
Right. So, Katie, I'm going to look at you first.
Oh, hi.
Tell me about your banger. What you got?
Now, James.
Yes.
I heard through the grapevine that you are a big fan of high-tempo Scandinavian bangers. Oh.
You know, Scandinavian bangers are perhaps the finest bangers in all the world, let's be honest. They've given us so much.
Someone's been sleuthing.
You got to play to win. You got to play to win.
Right, I've got a banger for you. This track is the newest number from Danish artist Mo.
I like Mo. I do like Mo.
Final Song.
Very
and
nice.
It's set to be one of the biggest tracks of the summer, so... Let's take a listen. Give me your points.
All right.
Here we go. Yeah, that's what I hear when you're by my side. But when you're gone, the music goes. I lose my rhythm, lose my zone. So hear me out before you say the night is over. I want you to know.
That is a banger. It's a big banger. It is a very, very big banger. Yeah, Mo, I've been a fan of for a long, long time now. I might have heard her. Obviously, she did the track with Years and Years recently. Mm-hmm. We actually saw Woody. Me and you actually saw her support in Years and Years at Wembley Arena, did we not?
Well, I was pretty drunk, to be honest.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah, your memory is
the
somewhat...
The truth comes out.
Here it all happens now. It all happens now. Yeah, no, it is a big banger. And like you say, the Scandinavian connection definitely hypes it up for me. Yeah, I'm impressed. Woody, it's going to take a lot to beat a bit of Mo. What have you brought for me?
Okay, so I haven't gone for the obvious choice.
Wow, shade. Straight away.
No, I've gone for an up-and-coming artist called Zach Abel. So he's from North London. He got his first record deal when he was 17.
Nice.
17, and now he's 20. So if you didn't feel, like, a bit bad about your life already, I think that will.
Listen to this song and you will.
Yeah.
And this song's called Everybody Needs Love.
Oh.
A very positive message.
What a beautiful sentiment.
Quite rare for me because usually, like, I hate happy songs.
That is
like,
true.
Pharrell's Happy makes me want to pour, like, acid in my ears. But this one's good.
All right.
So let's give it a listen.
Okay, impress me. Zach Abel, there he is. Talented, talented young man. You didn't lie. It's impressive.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, for once, it makes me feel happy. You know?
Like,
I experience the kind of joy I imagine like Will Smith must feel on a daily basis. Do you know what I mean?
Really going for the sympathy vote
yeah.
this week, aren't
also,
you?
Also, I'm just going to go for the hard sell on this one.
Right,
so like the video is really cool. So it involves like Zach dancing and playing table tennis at the same time.
That is impressive. That's an impressive talent. Yeah.
But mine's a Scandinavian banger, Woody.
Yeah, but look, I love Mo and I think that song is great. But like... We had Lean On, then we had Kamikaze, mm-hmm. and now we have Final Song. Like, if you gave that the banger award, that's like rewarding a student that's only getting progressively, like, less good. Do you know
wow.
what I mean?
Oh!
Like, I'm not
big
saying it's
claim.
A bad song. I love it. But, like, it's Ooh. Not her best. Whereas this is Zach's best song today. Like, he deserves to be rewarded for that.
Very compelling arguments both sides. Let me surmise this for you guys.
Zach,
I mean, look, I'm very impressed by Zach Abel. I'm very impressed. Young, up-and-coming talent. We're going to have our eye on him. I get it. I need to see the video. I've not seen that. Maybe if I had a video in front of me, this table tennis effect would impress me all the more. But I'm gonna give Zach four bangs on the banger scale.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Four bangs on the banger scale out of a possible five.
Oh. Okay.
Let's talk Mo. Now, Lean On. Most streamed song ever on Spotify.
Huge.
Certifiable banger. We cannot
Love it.
Deny
Love
that.
It.
I would say rewarding Mo is less rewarding someone who's on a sliding scale and more just keeping that A-star student encouraged. Do you know what I mean? I feel she's very much the Hermione Granger of the pop
she
world.
She continues to put out that good stuff.
She needs
stuff.
To be encouraged, so we want more. You know, we get more results when we reward her as we go
we
along.
Want Mo.
Basically, what we want Mo!
We want Mo!
And we want Mo
there
from
is no,
Mo!
There's no greater accolade than a Pop Buzz endorsement. Speaking, particularly if
so
it's from
true.
Me.
Yeah.
It's very, very true. So, yes, four for Zach. I'm afraid I'm going to have to give five bangs out of five to Mo's final song, a certifiable banger.
Congrats.
I'm giving the point to Katie. No offense to Zach. Equally a very, very good song. I will be keeping an eye on that man through the future. And guys, if you want to hear these bangers and so many more, just head over to the Pop Buzz website, pop-buzz.com, and click the listen button in the top right-hand corner to access the Pop Buzz audio stream. You've got all the best tracks by 21 Pilots, Panic, Melanie Martinez, and of course Mo and Zach Abel. Go and check it out right now. Two rounds left to go, guys. Two rounds. As the points currently stand, Katie is on six. Woody
yes.
is on five. You can still
God.
Do this. You can still catch up. It's okay.
Plenty oh, I know
time.
I will.
Oh, big talk. Just for a reminder, guys, before we go into the next round, can you give me those buzzers one more time? Woody, if I came to you for an answer, you would say...
Oh, hello!
Still grating. God. Still makes me jump. Katie, sorry. If I come to you for an answer, you will say...
You know nothing, Woody!
I love it. It's just such smack talk.
I love that together they make no sense. Did lots of planning on that one.
Beautiful. Let's move on to round five, everybody. This is a quiz I like to call Mum Tweets! Here's what's going to happen. I have five tweets in front of me. Each of them is by the mum of a famous musician that we know and love. Those musicians are Josh Dunn from 21 Pilots, Hayley Williams from Paramore,
yay,
and Matty Healy from the 1975. I would like you to do when I read a tweet is identify which of their mums you think tweeted it. All right, Josh, Hayley, or Matty. That's all you have to say. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Let's go with tweet number one. I used to have a hard time pulling an all-nighter. Now I have a hard time pulling an all-dayer. Hashtag, I'm getting old.
You know nothing, Woody.
Kate's in. Kate's straight in.
I think...
Let's go with it.
That's Matty's mum. Hmm.
You think that's Matty's mum, a.k.a. Denise Welsh,
yes,
Queen of Coachella,
queen.
Big Twitter fan of ours. I'm afraid it's the incorrect answer. I'm going to pass it over. Passing it to the steel for Woody. I used to have a hard time pulling an all-nighter. Now I have a hard time pulling an all-dayer. Hashtag, I'm getting old.
That's such a good tweet.
I love it.
I'm going to go with Josh Dunn. Josh Dunn's mum.
It's the correct answer. Yeah. It's Laura Dunn. Yeah. Point to Woody. Very,
yeah,
very
right.
Nicely.
I'm going to steal that tweet.
Get yeah,
you'll see it tonight.
Hashtag I'm getting old should be a trending topic always, shouldn't it? I really
always
enjoy that. Mm. Nicely done. Right, 1 point to Woody there. Let's move on to the next one. Nice thing to say about the boys at Ashton Five Soft.
Oh, I love nothing, Woody!
I think I heard Woody first. I'm going to have to go with it. I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry.
My
what's your guess?
It's too difficult.
I've seen that tweet.
Okay, who said it?
That's Matty's mum.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Matty's mum, Denise Welsh. Point
who,
to Woody.
By the way, I'd like to inform everyone follows me.
She follows you on Twitter now?
Yeah.
Sorry, when did this happen?
We're like Bezzy mates. Come on, get with it.
I'm going to be sickened when I see you Instagramming from Glastonbury next to Matty and Denise.
I cannot wait.
Ridiculous. Incidentally, she was congratulating Ashton and Five Sauce because he'd said the 1975 have been so important for upcoming bands. So happy they exist. How nice is that?
That is sweet.
Nice little inter-band love.
Thanks,
I enjoy
Mom.
That. Anyway, point to Woody there. Mum tweet number three, who tweeted this. All I really want in life is a check mark on my Twitter account. Is that too much to ask? All I really want in life is a check
you
mark.
You know nothing, Woody.
Katie's in. Who is it? Who
I
is
wanna
it?
I want to say Josh's mum.
Josh Dunn's mum. It's Laura Dunn,
yay!
Josh Dunn's mum. It's a point to Katie. I cannot believe she's not verified on Twitter yet.
Yeah, like she's like a ledge.
She really is. She's like the ruling mum of the whole skeleton clique. I really enjoy her tweets. What a shame.
Get
all right,
it together, Twitter.
Point to Katie. Point to Katie there. Quote number four. Woo-hoo. Here we go. Here's your fourth mum tweet. I'm officially breaking up with Game of Thrones after 7 episodes.
Oh, hello!
Straight in. Woody, who is it?
That's Hayley's mum.
It's Christy Williams. Yeah. Hayley Williams' mum. That's true.
I saw a pattern emerging. I was going to say it.
I'm that predictable. I'm so sorry. I'm officially breaking up with Game of Thrones after 7 episodes. 6 nights of nightmares. No more. This is a weird question. The Walking Dead is much more relaxing. I don't buy that.
Oh, girl.
I do not buy that. That is a zombie. I mean,
wow.
They've all got zombies.
What a claim.
White
okay,
Walkers
hun?
Versus zombies. That
jeez.
Is... Full on. But very, very good. Point there. So here's the fifth and final mum tweet. Who is going to get it? Bikini alert! Ivory alert!
Oh, no, Woody!
That was me.
No, that was me.
I'm going to have to give it to Katie.
Yes! What?
I'm going to have to give it to Katie. Who was it?
Are you ready?
Who was it?
That was Matty's mum, Denise.
Of course, it was Matty and his mum, Denise. Watch. Bikini alert. I've realised I look so much like my mother, it's brought a tear to my eye. We've all been there, Denise. We've all been there. Bless her.
You know what? You know what brings a tear to my eye?
Go on.
When you incorrectly give the answer to the wrong person.
When I buzz in before you mean?
There's another round to go. There's another round to go, and I can tell you right now, Katie is on 8 points. Woody, you are on 7 points. It's all to play for. One more round to go. Don't you worry.
I'm sweating.
Oh, God. It's getting tense in here. It's getting tense here as we move into the final round. Final round. It is all to play for, ladies and gentlemen. The final round is the question of the week.
got a question. We've got a question. Can you help us out?
So, we are going to be discussing one of the biggest news stories that has taken place this week, and we'll put out a question on it where I will need a personal story from each of you, okay? And whoever does the most impressive, funniest, whatever you want to say, story surrounding this will win the point, okay? And seeing as currently there is 1 point in it, is all to play for, all right? It is really all to play for. So the news story we're going to discuss is about that Kit Harington, a.k.a. Jon Snow, appropriate buzzer companion to Katie, has said this week that he suffers sexism in the workplace. Now, there's a great, great essay up on the website now. Go and check it out, where Nikki, one of our writers, explains he's being objectified but not having any kind of sexism, all right? He's got it completely wrong. So, therefore, the question to you guys is, when have you been completely wrong about something, all right? I need each of you to think, when have you been just completely wrong, completely on the wrong side of the argument or something? And I want you each to tell me a story, and whoever has the most hilarious or compelling argument will win this round, okay? Katie, I'm going to come to you first. Give me an example of a time you have just been completely in the wrong on something.
I'm glad you asked me first, because guess what? I've never been wrong about anything. Oh,
what a claim!
Maybe I was wrong about Woody.
I mean,
I underestimated you.
Yeah.
An outrageous, outrageous claim, Woody.
Katie, I'm calling BS on that, okay? Like, what the hell are you talking about? You've never been wrong in your entire life.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Not even wrong on a test.
Nope.
Not.
Full marks. Always. 101%, if you will.
It's impressive.
You know what you were wrong about? You were wrong about your song earlier being better than my song.
Yeah, there is.
Like, you were definitely wrong about that.
I mean, history would disagree, frankly, Woody. But there you go. As the judge rules.
The bangers tell no lies.
Woody, tell me about a time you've just been completely wrong about something.
Okay, well, so it's a bit hard to admit, to be honest. Like, it's quite embarrassing, but I didn't used to like Ariana Grande. But then something really magical happened to my life 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Into You was released into the world, and suddenly I fell in love. Like, I realized I was wrong all this time to doubt Ariana Grande. Firstly, she's got an amazing voice. Mm. She's got so many amazing songs. I mean, like, Dangerous Woman, hello.
The
yes,
album
please.
Is very good. The whole album is very solid.
And, like, also that ponytail, which she hasn't got rid of in, like, 3 years. Actually, I love it. It turns out, you know what? If I had long hair, I would have an Ariana Grande ponytail.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But that song is one of the best songs of the year so far. Wow. Like, I'm saying top three. Like, it's up there with Rihanna's Work and Drake's One Dance.
Wow.
But so, really, I've learned so much about myself this year. it's really... It's been a really revelatory year.
It has
been
revelatory.
Mainly due to Ariana Grande, and I salute her. And you know what? Even if I don't win this quiz,
stop him.
Even if I don't win this quiz, at least I've learned that I love Ariana, and that's more important.
Moral
than
victory.
Anything.
Moral
anything
victory.
In this world.
I thought this was going to be a really shallow story, but I mean, I'm touched.
I'm genuinely touched. I mean,
I'm crying.
How could we be as stone-hearted as to not give you the point for that beautiful, beautiful speech regarding Ariana? I mean, I'm with you all the way. There's a little tear in the corner of my eye right now dripping onto the microphone because I'm moved. I'm genuinely moved.
And you know what? I'm not even lying. It's true.
No, I know. You are a dangerous woman. We've always said
thank
it.
You.
So, Ariana, if you're listening...
If you're listening, please come on the show. Please come on the show. Make Woody's day. That is the end of the quiz, guys. The scores as they stand are currently even on 8 apiece. Ooh. However, I'm inclined to deduct a point from Katie purely because you have been wrong about stuff. I'm not having that as any kind of answer. I am taking that as a disqualification of that one.
You were wrong about that.
Wow. There it is. She's throwing it back. Don't make it 2 points getting cut off you. Don't make it 2 points. But the point is, I'm going to count after that beautiful speech. Woody is this week's winner of the first ever Pop Buzz Podcast. Congratulations, Woody. Anything you want to say to your fans out there?
Yeah, you know what? I deserve that.
Yeah, fair enough. Hum- humble as
Straight
well.
Up.
Humble in victory. So in keeping with the pop culture theme of the week, your prize is going to be a scoop of jet black goth ice cream, my friend.
Great.
We're going to get that arranged for you.
Thank you.
Unfortunately for you, Katie, as a loser, there is a slight forfeit. Again, Woody's getting jet black ice cream.
No.
I would like for you to just quickly sing a couple of lines of the Five Sauce classic Jet Black Heart, whenever you're ready. Straight into the microphone.
Oh,
doesn't matter
God.
If you don't know it, I will accept any made up version.
All right? I will scream.
3, 2, 1, off you go.
Jet black heart, like my jet black ice cream.
Five
How's
Sauce
that?
Go hip hop.
Wow.
Five Sauce Go hip hop.
So pop punk.
It really
call
was.
Me, Ashton. Call me.
Collab in the works. Collab in the works. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a lot of fun. That is the first official Pop Buzz podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening. If you want to read any more news stories, please do that up on the website all week. It's pop-buzz.com. Tweet us. It's at Pop Buzz. And find us on Instagram and Snapchat as well. Everyone, it's been real. Thank
yeah,
you very
oh
much. Katie,
Good.
Say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye. Miss you already.
Woody, say goodbye.
Oh my God, bye.
And it's bye from me as well. Thanks very much. Tune in next week. Hey guys, if you want to get all the latest music news from the site, all the best quizzes, and access to the Pop Buzz audio stream, just download the Pop Buzz app. It is completely free and available in the iTunes App Store right now.
Oh, she already has.
Oh, she's already there.